Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
TGIF, my friends, hello. It is the sixth day of October 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, as we are each and every day from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I guess that would be 10 until 1 Mountain and 9 to noon Pacific. A few days ago, we reported on the fact that Lord Cheney had basically had a man with his young son, who was with his young son, arrested for simply walking by and saying, the war is reprehensible. And since then, the press has reported that this has happened a whole bunch. If you shout something out at Bush or Cheney or say something to them when they're in a public place, you go to jail. You don't talk to God. You don't talk to the emperor. You don't talk rudely to the king. And I've heard neocons all over talk radio and the web defending this. They attempt to shout down everyone that doesn't agree with them. I heard them locally calling into a radio show yesterday that didn't agree with what Foley's doing, screaming that the person was an evil liberal and needed to shut up. I've gotten hundreds of emails last week saying I need to go to a FEMA camp. Yes, the FEMA camps are real. They can't wait to put me in it. You don't care about the Constitution or Bill of Rights, phony conservatives. You care about worshiping your dear leader who gives you nothing but an ego boost. You just feel like you're part of the power system. You're not. The system laughs at you, but c'est la vie. You're helping kill America, and that's what really matters to you. What matters to you is gun control and open borders and the end of this country, because you're a good conservative. So we will talk to Mr. Howards coming up in the next hour, joining us from Colorado. In the meantime, back on Monday, Steve Watson, thanks to tips from listeners, put together a really important report. The only problem with the report is he didn't herald the incredible bombshell discovery in the first paragraph, but later in the article. It's huge. It deserves a lot of attention. It's gotten quite a bit, but not as much as it needs, and it desperately needs it and needs it now in a big way. The supposed hijacker confession tape that has no audio has been proven to be some Pentagon release that they have been using for years, quote, in the interrogation of detainees at Guantanamo, where they CG in images of them and say, look, we have proof of you. And we know that the video has been released over a year ago to be aired in the last year in the U.S. and England in the documentary The Road to Guantanamo. Then it just pops up again. They announce it's the latest release tape by Al-Qaeda, and it turns out that the government has released it and the thing is fake. This is huge. Don't expect newspapers to report it. They're not. Though the Times of London's having to admit the folks that released it, okay, it doesn't come from Al-Qaeda. We don't know where it came from. Sure, you don't. This is a huge story. We've caught them red-handed staging this stuff. Please, there's four different articles, two that Steve did, two that Paul did. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com. They're up on Infowars.net. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, they're on the left-hand side. No, right-hand side. There's that News in Focus. You can click on it. And everybody should read these articles again. Everybody should. I mean, we're asking you. Yes, we're asking you to go get the free download of Terror Storm that's on Google Video and give it to everybody you know. We're asking you to go and get the articles and the admissions and the video clips showing that this is all fake with these new Al-Qaeda tapes. I mean, we're trying to save this country and, by extension, the world. And it's up to you to spread the word here. If you move, nothing on earth can stop you. All right, there's all this new news. It's all totally insane. We'll cover it on the other side. Stay with us. Please, stay with us.
If
each year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second segment, well into this transmission against tyranny on this Friday edition, the 6th day of October, 2006. All right, here's what's coming up today. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to air a lengthy diatribe, a historical rant. Wouldn't call it a rant, though. It's so well and stated and so focused. By Keith Oberman, who is genuine in his disgust. You really cannot fake this body language. You cannot fake his delivery. This is the real McCoy. Though there are a few problems with his historic rant, but it's amazing. You know, they have that film, which is pretty well done, about what happened with CBS television and Edward R. Murrow back during McCarthy's activities, which if you listen to this broadcast, you know history, you know it's more complex than what McCarthy was saying or what Edward R. Murrow was saying. But Edward R. Murrow has been billed as having incredible courage in the face of a blacklist and being, and then later being basically fired and under incredible pressure when the secret police were out in force. He stood up boldly against the Vice President Nixon and the evil bulldog Joe McCarthy. Well, I've actually watched a lot of those famous broadcasts of Edward R. Murrow and his famous parting line each evening, good night and good luck. And his, quote, courage is not one millionth of what Keith Olbermann has been doing every single week. I mean, at least one broadcast a week. He just lets fly havoc and releases the dogs of war. I believe I just butchered Shakespeare, but so what? And it's amazing, to say the least. We will be airing that audio coming up in, 23 minutes from now, about 34 after or so. I will play the entire 10-minute clip of what Olbermann had to say. He really spelled it out nicely. And then I'll critique it. There's two problems in the speech. And I think Olbermann's so smart. I know people that actually worked with him in broadcast in L.A., and they say he's very smart and was very informed 15 years ago, 10 years ago, back when he worked for ESPN. Talked to folks that knew him 5 years ago when he first went over to MSNBC. But, there's no mistaking the reason he's got the highest ratings on that pathetic channel. Because people want the truth. They don't want fake liberal. They don't want fake conservative. If you look at all the fake liberal sites, they're plunging in viewership. If you look at all the fake conservative sites, they're sadly plunging. I mean, I remember sites like WorldNet Daily and Newsmax that used to do a pretty good job. Now they've just wedded themselves to neoconism, and they're shadows of what they formerly were. I mean, we're preparing to eclipse them. In fact, we have eclipsed them with our sites all together in the added all together in the aggregate. But it's actually sad to see people. They just can't help it, even at their own basic dismantlement and implosion. Those that tell the truth rise now in the new media age. Those that abscond and fabricate and feet drag. I mean, and Newsmax still does some good stuff. So does WorldNet Daily. I like them. I liked them. I felt wedded to them in the past, but they've become so wedded to their new... I mean, people see right through trying to puff up Bush and call him a conservative. They see right through trying to puff up this administration as good guys. I mean, they are the death of us. They quite certainly have already killed the Bill of Rights and the Republic and may start physically arresting people and killing us en masse. I mean, they're openly saying they plan it. We have entered the ninth circle of hell for this republic. All right, I'm already digressing. I'm waxing poetic, and I need to stop it. Here's what's coming up today. We've got the fellow who, in front of his 7-year-old son, was snatched under orders of Lord Cheney for simply saying the war is reprehensible. And I've got several big national news stories chronicling the scores of people that have been arrested for yelling at or even speaking to Emperor Bush, Emperor Cheney, Vice Emperor Rumsfeld, Viceroy Rice, or any of their other pomps, pimps, minions, servants, lower demons, principalities, generals, dark generals, ringwraiths, servants, bathomets, whatever you want to call them. Bush signings called effort to expand power, not just the news or the constitutional scholars, but now the Congress's scholars themselves have said, yeah, it's dictatorship. So we'll go over that new report here out of the Boston Globe. Also, Britain's Observer claims threats by Washington prompted Heathrow terror raids. Well, 10 Downing Street, the home of the Prime Minister for public school raised folks, there in London, the Prime Minister's office has admitted that the warning came from the White House and the Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon, the foreign office that runs our country. And that they were told to issue this alert, but now we learn it was threats and coercion. And you notice that the reports of the liquid bombs and how they had all this proof, that has disappeared like vapors in the first light of day, like fog in the morn, It is gone. It is admitted to be a fraud, totally made up. But again, back of the paper, buried on 24A, never to be read, never to be known, just like the fake Al-Qaeda videos, just like the fake killings of Zarqawi over and over again, just like all of it. It doesn't matter. It's the big national news for a day or two, and then back of the paper a month later, a week later, a year later, totally retracted like everything else. The sarin threats, the botulism threats, the ricin threats, all of them staged, all of them propaganda. But the piggy-eyed general public, some of them at least, will still argue with you on the street corner, saying they, bleating out, quacking that they, that Big Brother found WMDs, that Big Brother found ricin, that Big Brother found mobile anthrax trucks, that Big Brother found bioweapons labs at bakeries. None of it's true. All retracted. All lies. All psyops. But they know we have a mesmerized public that's into themselves, into entertainment. Totally unhappy, because when you're totally into entertainment, life's about balance, folks. When you're totally into yourself, you end up totally unhappy. Because that is not what life is about. Sure, it's about pleasure. It's about ball games. It's about pizza. It's probably even about tall glasses of beer, of Spaten's, but if that becomes the main focus of your life, if that's what you orbit around, if that's your center, you are going to be totally unhappy. Just basic psychology, it's been proven out, the hierarchy of needs. But nevertheless, people who are into nothing but pleasure, pleasuring themselves at their base animal centers, still think that if they just ingratiate themselves more and become even more decadent and self-centered, that's the answer, that will fix it all. My life is so full, my life is so dynamic, my life is so that I'm kind of at the danger of the other end of the spectrum, where I do too much work, all work, no play, makes Jack a... not a dull boy, but let's just say a crabby boy. All right, so we'll get into that, and we'll also get into existence of Al-Qaeda is crap, quite literally. Did Osama really choose to name his terror network after potty humor, or was it a computer database he used to chat with the CIA handlers? Another huge report by Paul Watson, codename Wani Watt. Also, panel approved subpoenas in Page scandal. Hastert, now, I kept saying it was 2 years ago. Now it turns out he knew 6 years ago. And let me just, in the minute or so I've got, get into the spin they're using. I have the quotes here. Limbaugh says it's the Page's fault and they were homophobes. Now Limbaugh's the liberal, which he really actually always has been, but now he's showing us. Because that's a liberal spin. In his paradigm, it is. Of course, it's all false. But the evil Pages were evil right-wingers making fun of gays, and so they sent the instant messages to Foley making fun of the poor gay American. And conservative neocon brainwashed followers are now very angry about this new homophobia. They're calling in very upset right now. And Drudge is saying the same thing. I don't know if it's true, and it's his business if he is, but some of, one of the former American Spectator writers who've been posing as conservative, came out of the closet, went public, that a lot of the top Republicans are homosexuals a few years ago, said that, you can just type in, is Matt Drudge gay into Google? I'll just leave it at that. But the point is, he lives in Palm Beach and is in that scene, and he's defending Foley right now, saying the exact same talking points. It's all the Page's fault. It's all made up. And they're engaging in some smoke and mirrors because out of the hundreds of emails and instant messages, one of the people is 18. And then another one is saying it was a prank, and Drudge has to say, well, that doesn't mean all the instant messages are pranks, but this one is. So then they spin it and say it's all a prank, and by the time they're done with it, Foley will be... a lumberjack who, is dating the young 21-year-old beautiful woman Lassie at the pub. He's a man's man. We'll be right back.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
We've got Stephen Howard coming up in the next hour. Talk about being arrested by Lord Cheney's henchman, his Praetorian Imperial Guard. It turns out this has happened to a whole bunch of people. Well, it happened to me back when Lord Bush was governor. It was the end of his speech. Everybody was clapping. I knew because he'd been giving the same speech everywhere, and they'd even posted his speech on the governor's site, and they were supposed to have a press conference. They'd canceled it. They'd said, no press conference after the speech. So I just said, Governor, what about the Council on Foreign Relations? What about the Federal Reserve? Is that what's destroying this country, Governor? And boy, he nodded and pointed at me and directed them at me, and they almost put my fist all the way up to my neck. I still have shoulder pain from it. And they took me out and said, you're going to prison, you're going to jail. And they drove me around for an hour and threw me out on the side of the highway at the Williamson County, Travis County line. Went and dumped me off there on the side of the road, luckily near the KJFK offices at the time. Speaking of radio, just a few program notes here. I'll be here Sunday. I hope you'll join me. I'm working on Sundays to warn the people, 4 to 6 p.m. And we tested it last weekend. This weekend will be the first week that it's truly syndicated. 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. That'll be 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Your stations are welcome, and I invite you to pick it up, to tune into the Star Guide. The feeds are posted at GCNLive.com. And then you can just contact the network, sign one little form, says you're an affiliate, and agree to carry, you know, the certain amount of commercials. But why don't you go ahead and just aim the bird at it and just go ahead and get it tuned in. And or get in touch with the Genesis folks. In fact, you can call Ted Anderson. He can send you the form. It's 877-996-4327, extension 101. Again, that's all posted at GCNLive.com. Here I am doing affiliate relations on the air. And this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., it's a hot show. High energy, a lot of calls, a lot of news. We have quite a few guests on as well. 4 to 6 p.m., you want a hot Sunday program, Fighting the New World Order, 4 to 6 p.m., or you can always record it live and air it whenever you like Sunday night. That is coming up, and for Texas listeners, you can listen to KLBJ from all the way, depending on the atmosphere, but you can always hear it in Dallas, but sometimes from southern Oklahoma all the way down past San Antonio, down to Corpus Christi, down to Houston, Texas, 590 KLBJ. Our first affiliate coming out of their studios for that Sunday show, and more. A lot of affiliates have called, excited to be picking it up. And so I hope to have a list of some of the stations already picking it up this Sunday. Perhaps some folks at the network, Mo or Chris, can run in here. I like to say scurry. It's a diminutive term. I don't mean it meanly. Scurry in here and tell me what stations have signed on to it. What is going on there? I would like to know. But this is the live test this weekend will be sent out, and then next week it officially will be there for you to pick it up. So I'm excited about that. And the last minute and a half of this segment, we'll come back and play the Oberman clip and get into all the news, and boy, is there a lot of it. I want to just close out my comments about Drudge and Limbaugh. I mean, it really is shameful to have both of them now pitching that this is gay bashing. I have Limbaugh's actual words. This is just evil gay bashing by really right-wing, hateful people. See, Limbaugh's fighting the right-wingers now. Evil, hateful young pages who tried to set up Foley. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. Sending admitted messages to 16-year-olds saying things I won't repeat here on air. And, of course, that's nothing. We've got posted on PrisonPlanet.com, the Washington Times, the Washington Post, all these mainstream articles back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, with the underage callboy networks run out of Democrats' houses, Barney Frank, and the Republicans didn't go after him, the Democrats didn't, the police didn't, because that's the real stuff, folks. This Foley thing's all very suspicious. I mean, sure, the guy's a pervert and chasing every underage and of-age young man up there on the hill. It's all sexual harassment. I mean, look at the trouble Bill Clinton got in trouble for. And he should have gotten in trouble, and he lied about it. I was there saying it was bad, but I was saying missile secrets and open borders and traitors and drug dealers being in the White House and communist generals and murders of the Commerce Secretary, Ron Brown. I mean, we were there. Again, we go after everybody. But no, the Republicans and the Democrats aren't going to touch the snuff films and the slave brothels and the dime core sex slave rings, which are in the Chicago Tribune. But again, it's in the paper, and just let's not have a big news cycle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Okay, so Bush hasn't just declared himself emperor and abolished the Constitution, Bill of Rights. He now has openly, in statements to Congress, saying, I will have signing statements, now almost 900. It's like 50 every month. It was just 800 a few months ago. Now they're saying it's upwards of 900. Where he interprets all laws by writing things into the law, he's also now signing laws that haven't passed Congress. We've entered a vortex, ladies and gentlemen. And neocons all believe this. They say he has dictatorial power. Why do we have a legislative and judicial, then, if the executive is everything? A unitary executive, as they call it. Again, Britain was threatened into issuing the fake terror alerts, but they're still going to take your water and still take your liquids and still jab you and poke you and train you how to be a slave. We'll get into that. Proof that Al-Qaeda was a CIA intranet, private internet back in the 80s that our government helped build for the Saudis. Again, I have the actual Limbaugh quotes. We only got one guest coming on today for 30 minutes. Later, I should have time to read these quotes, that this is all homophobia against the loving Foley. Again, now, see, you're being too right-wing out there. Another one, activists ready to out-gay GOP senator, another big scandal brewing. House GOP leaders asked for probe into alleged Foley dorm visit, and now subpoenas are being issued. Also, Cheney is arrogantly saying GOP will retain control. See, it didn't matter if the polls were all showing that that Bush's cousin and fraternity mate, secret society mate, John Kerry was going to win. Because the neocons stole the election in Ohio, New Mexico, all over the place. Places where they were 10 points ahead in the polls, they lost. And it was clear election fraud. Again, I'm not saying John Kerry's good. You see, they couldn't just stage the election and steal it. They had to have a staged candidate who would then take the dive, because real people were going to go vote for Kerry thinking he was a real candidate. So notice he just disappeared, didn't say a word, totally gave up, promised he'd do a bunch of stuff to fight it, and didn't. It's called taking a dive. So it's staged at the higher levels and the lower levels. And Cheney's saying, hey, we're going to win, no problem. Just like he said, hey, ignore it, we're going to win, no problem. The question is, do they have enough of the CIA-controlled, Diebold, Hardiner Civic, and Sequoia machines in, 35% of the country, to be able to leverage and still steal it? If there's a huge landslide against Lord Bush for independents and Democrats, they may not be able to. And again, will November bring hope or another stolen election? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a real conservative, great editorial there I want to go through if we have time. This is just some of what's coming up today. But before we do that, and before we go to Terry and Michael and Chris and Keith and everybody else that is patiently holding, let's go to Keith Oberman from last night. You can watch the video after the show if you'd like it, or whenever you like it, prisonplanet.com, if you want to get the facial expressions and more of his body language inflections. But this is really historical. I mean, this makes Edward R. Murrow look like a complete wimp. And Edward R. Murrow wasn't really challenging the establishment. He thought he was. He had courage. He was only challenging one small area of the false paradigm. Oberman is going further than anyone I've ever seen on television, challenging boldly and for real in an official capacity what's happening. Obviously, I'll critique it now. He keeps talking about basically how the Democrats are the good guys, and he's still caught in the left-right paradigm. And really, with a rising dictator, they are. Because even Ron Paul has said that it would be good to have a separation of powers here on the show. And boy, that what he said got a lot of attention. He got a lot of heat over that. But he was honest that Bush needs to lose control because the Founding Fathers said we need a separation of powers. I mean, he's saying he's above the Congress, he's above the courts, he's above everything. He'll do whatever he wants. He'll sign laws that haven't passed. He'll nix laws he wants to. He doesn't have that line item veto, but he executes it. And so we need, whether it's the Constitution Party, that'd be great, the Libertarians would be great, it's not going to be them. And sure, the Democrats are pretty darn evil and pretty bad and our establishment, but at least the Founding Fathers knew that. They wanted to pit different corrupt groups against each other so you wouldn't get centralization and a dictatorship. Let government be separated and let power-hungry people fight with each other to keep the government off our back. It was a genius system because government always becomes evil. Always you get tyranny. Always you get enslaved. Did you know that in history? And so they set up a system basically where you pit the establishment against each other with thousands of different fissures, the legislatures in the states with two different houses, with a governor pitted against a lieutenant governor, with the states and regions pitted against each other, with the legislative and the executive and the judicial of the states fighting with each other, fighting with the federal judiciary and executive and legislative, and then the separation with hundreds of members in the House and 100 members in the Senate, and then you've got the executive and the state courts and the federal courts and the counties and the cities, and look at how then 4% of the population got half the wealth of the world and 90-plus percent of the inventions, milk and honey gushing through the streets. Now it's all going, it's all leaving because of centralization. Centralizers will destroy economies just so no one can rival them and so there's no competition. It's like a lion going into the pride, a male lion, and killing babies after the female gives birth to them. Going in and smelling them and eating the males, killing the males, the females having to fight them off. Grizzly bears do that too. Many species of fish do that. Many species of bird do that. Well, it's just the same thing. The elite come in and literally knock down economies. That's what you've got to understand, folks. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the Oberman clip. The other thing is, he acts like Tommy Franks is being good. What Oberman probably doesn't know, what he missed in the congressional reports, is that illegally Tommy Franks was pulling $455,000 a year for the first 2 years he retired, and then he got caught, and supposedly he then didn't get the funds, to go on TV and say, I'm nonpartisan, I'm not with the Republicans or the Democrats, but I think Bush is doing a great job, we need to attack Iran and keep going in Iraq, and by the way, it's real sad to say, but after the next attack, the people are going to demand martial law and a military government. He can't come out and say, we need it. They come out and say, just like Ridge said, it's real sad, but it's going to have to happen. See, Uberman's acting like Franks is, no, Franks was on the payroll saying that, breaking the ice, introducing the idea, as they all were, off script. So Uberman's wrong about that, too, but still, incredible. Listen, I can't believe what you're about to hear. Go ahead and roll it.
And lastly, tonight, a special comment about lying. While the leadership in Congress has self-destructed over the revelations of an unmatched and unrelieved march through a cesspool, while the leadership inside the White House has self-destructed over the revelations of a book with a glowing red cover, the President of the United States, unbowed, undeterred, and unconnected to reality, has continued his extraordinary trek through our country, rooting out the enemies of freedom, the Democrats. Yesterday, at a fundraiser for an Arizona congressman, Mr. Bush claimed, quote, 177 of the opposition party said, you know, we don't think we ought to be listening to the conversations of terrorists. The hell they did. 177 Democrats opposed the president's seizure of yet another part of the Constitution. Not even the White House press office could actually name a single Democrat who had ever said the government shouldn't be listening to the conversation of terrorists. President Bush hears what he wants. Tuesday, at another fundraiser in California, he had said that Democrats take a law enforcement approach to terrorism. That means America will wait until we're attacked again before we respond. Mr. Bush fabricated that, too, and evidently he has begun to fancy himself as a mind reader. If you listen closely to some of the leaders of the Democratic Party, the president said at yet another fundraiser Monday in Nevada, it sounds like they think the best way to protect the American people is wait until we're attacked again. The president does not just hear what he wants. He hears things that only he can hear. It defies belief that this president and his administration could continue to find new, unexplored political gutters into which they can wallow. Yet they do. It is startling enough that such things could be said out loud by any president at any time in this nation's history. Rhetorically, this is about an inch short of Mr. Bush accusing Democratic leaders, Democrats, the majority of Americans who disagree with his policies, of treason. But it is the context that truly makes the head spin. Just 25 days ago, on the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, this same man spoke to this nation and insisted, quote, we must put aside our differences and work together to meet the test that history has given us. Mr. Bush, this is a test you have already failed. If your commitment to put aside differences and work together is replaced in the span of merely 3 weeks by claiming your political opponents prefer to wait to see this country attacked again and by spewing fabrications about what they have said, then the questions your critics need to be asking are no longer about your policies. They are instead solemn and even terrible questions about your fitness to fulfill the responsibilities of your office. No Democrat, sir, has ever said anything approaching the suggestion that the best means of self-defense is to wait until we're attacked again. No critic, no commentator, no reluctant Republican in the Senate has ever said anything that any responsible person could even have exaggerated into the slander you spoke in Nevada on Monday night, nor the slander you spoke in California on Tuesday, nor the slander you spoke in Arizona on Wednesday, nor whatever is next. We have, of course, survived all manner of political hackery of every shape, size, and party. We will have to suffer it for as long as the Republic stands. But the premise of a president who comes across as a compulsive liar is nothing less than terrifying. A president who, since 9/11, will not listen, is not listening, and thanks to Bob Woodward's most recent account, evidently has never listened. A president who, since 9/11, so hates or fears other Americans that he accuses them of advocating deliberate inaction in the face of the enemy. A president who, since 9/11, has savaged the very freedoms he claims to be protecting from attack. Attack by terrorists, or by Democrats, or by both. It's now impossible to find a consistent thread of logic as to who Mr. Bush believes the enemy truly is. But if we know one thing for certain about President Bush, it is this. This president, in his bullying of the Senate last month, in his slandering of the Democrats this month, has shown us that he believes whoever the enemies actually are, they are hiding themselves inside a dangerous cloak called the Constitution of the United States of America. How often do we find priceless truth in the unlikeliest of places? I tonight quote not Jefferson nor Voltaire, but Cigar Aficionado magazine. On September 11, 2003, the editor of that publication interviewed General Tommy Franks, at that point just retired from his post as Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Central Command, of CENTCOM, and amid his quaint defenses of the then-nagging absence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the continuing freedom of Osama bin Laden, General Franks said some of the most profound words of this generation. He spoke of the worst thing that can happen to this country. First, quoting, a massive casualty-producing event somewhere in the Western world. It may be in the United States of America. Then the general continued, the Western world, the free world, loses what it cherishes most, and that is freedom and liberty we've seen for a couple of hundred years in this grand experiment that we call democracy. It was this super patriotic warrior's fear that we would lose that most cherished liberty because of another attack, one, again quoting General Franks, that causes our population to question our own constitution and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty producing event, which in fact then begins to potentially unravel the fabric of our constitution. And here we are. The fabric of our Constitution being unraveled anyway. Habeas corpus neutered. The rights of self-defense now as malleable and impermanent as clay. A president stifling all critics by every means available, and when he runs out of those by simply lying about what they said or felt. And all this even without the dreaded attack. General Franks, like all of us, loves this country and believes not just in its values, but in its continuity. He has been trained to look for threats to that continuity from without. He has perhaps been as naive as the rest of us in failing to keep close enough vigil on the threats to that continuity from within. Secretary of State Rice first cannot remember urgent cautionary meetings with counterterrorism officials before 9/11. Then, within hours of that lie, her spokesman confirms the meetings in question. Then she dismisses those meetings as nothing new, yet insists she wanted the same cautions expressed to Secretaries Ashcroft and Rumsfeld. Mr. Rumsfeld, meantime, has been unable to accept the most logical and simple influence of the most noble and neutral of advisors. He and his employer insist they rely on the generals in the field, but dozens of those generals have now come forward to say how their words, their experiences, have been ignored. And, of course, inherent in the Pentagon's war-making functions is the regulation of presidential war lust. Enacting that regulation should include everything up to symbolically wrestling the chief executive to the floor, if necessary. Yet, and it is Pentagon transcripts that now tell us this, evidently Mr. Rumsfeld's strongest check on Mr. Bush's ambitions was to get someone to excise the phrase mission accomplished out of the infamous Air Force carrier speech of May 1st, 2003, even while the same empty words hung on a banner over the president's shoulder. And the vice president. He is a chilling figure, still unable, it seems, to accept the conclusions of his own party's leaders in the Senate that the foundations of his public positions are made out of sand. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but he still says so. There was no link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, but he still says so. And thus gripping firmly these figments of his own imagination, Mr. Cheney lives on in defiance and spreads around him and before him darkness like some contagion of fear. They are never wrong and they never regret. Admirable in a French torch singer, cataclysmic in an American leader. Thus the sickening attempt to blame the Foley scandal on the negligence of others or the Clinton era, even though the Foley scandal began before the Lewinsky scandal. Thus last month's enraged attacks on this administration's predecessors about Osama bin Laden, a projection of their own negligence in the immediate months before 9/11. Thus the terrifying attempt to hamstring the fundament of our freedom, the Constitution, a triumph for Al-Qaeda, one the terrorists could not hope to achieve on their own with 100 9/11s. And thus, worst of all, perhaps, these newest lies by President Bush about Democrats choosing to await another attack and not listen to the conversations of terrorists. It is the terror and the guilt within your own heart, Mr. Bush, that you redirect at others who simply wish for you to temper your certainty with counsel. It is the failure and the incompetence within your own memory, Mr. Bush, that leads you to demonize those who might merely quote to you the pleadings of Oliver Cromwell. I beseech you, in the bowels of Christ, think it possible you may be mistaken. It is not the Democrats whose inaction in the face of the enemy you fear, sir. It is your own before 9/11, and you alone know this, perhaps afterwards. Mr. President, these new lies go to the heart of what it is that you truly wish to preserve. It is not our freedom, nor our country. Your actions against the Constitution give irrefutable proof of that. You want to preserve one political party's power, and obviously you will sell this country out to do it. These are lies about the Democrats piled atop lies about Iraq, piled atop lies about your preparations for Al-Qaeda. To you, perhaps they feel like the weight of a million centuries, as crushing, as immovable. But they are not. If you add more lies to them, you cannot free yourself and us from them. But if you...
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of callers here, and we'll go to you here in a moment. That Keith Olbermann clip is historical, is powerful. We got it off the web and took out the hiss, so then it creates that background, you know, computerized digital noise, and we heard just about all of it. It was about 5 seconds left. You can watch the video of it up on PrisonPlanet.com, as we mentioned earlier. Please join myself and Keith Olbermann and Ron Paul and Lou Dobbs and so many other Americans in having courage. I mean, believe me, Keith Olbermann, myself, many others, we're prominent. We're out here in the open. We're out here standing up against the destruction of this country. And so many of you out there know the truth, but you email me or you tell me on the street you're scared to get involved. If you've already fallen to fear, it's over. It's gone. You understand they are officially setting up a real McCoy dictatorship? Not just some good old boy or soft tyranny like they have in Canada or England. I mean a hardcore tyranny. And Bush has got about 30% of the country that would follow him no matter what he did. They're not conservatives. They're not Americans. They're mind-numbed, meaning-well, very dangerous, really Nazi-type people. A lot of Nazis meant well. They really believed it. They believed they were doing good. You have to understand that. They didn't prance around going, we're the bad guys, we're the bad guys. Even in their black uniforms festooned with skulls. They couldn't see the forest for the trees. And we're here today facing something similar. And don't think Bush, with 30% of the population, can't take over and can't run things. And don't think that 30%, folks, they can be cramming us in ovens. And I've met these people. They will man the ovens. They will man FEMA camps. They'll love it. They'll just call them prisons. And then, you know, people like Michael Wiener Savage will say, make them prisoners work. You know, pay for their food so we'll work in factories. And the idiots on the outside, when they're losing everything they've got, will still cheer this on. So we've got to be ready, and I've never called for violence, but we have to be ready to defend ourselves against that 30% and the foreign banker's agent, George Bush's government. You know, they try to put us in FEMA camps or mass arrest everybody. We have got to defend ourselves. And if we do defend ourselves, if we do stand up at least, and not get in the army trucks and not be taken to the Superdomes and then flown out to the FEMA camps, or bus to the FEMA camps, or railed to them, they will back off quite quickly. I mean, I have no doubt. They would put people in camps. They already have 14,000, but they would put most of us in camps and kill millions of us and really do what Bush's grandfather did if they thought they could. In fact, they admit the Pentagon is using keyword software now to track our resistance to their programs. That was in AP yesterday. They're listening to what we do. They're tracking what we do. They're openly seeing what our, you know, tracking what our political views of are them militarily. Totally criminal, totally illegal. And they know we're getting mad. They, you know, they're getting scared right now, and they should be scared. A lot of us are decadent and evil and corrupt, but there are still some of us that are good and willing to stand up. And you know that you've gone too far, so you're trying to go even further now in your arrogance. You believe your arrogance and your hubris will, and I've seen so many arrogant people fall in the past. They think their arrogance will take them, you know, across the gap, and it isn't going to happen. So if you cower, America, they will win. You're going to get raped big time. And if you fight back, we're going to get the country back. It's up to you. They're actually going for it. The fall of the Republic is happening. And believe me, they're listening, they're scanning. They're going to do some tests very soon. And if we falter during those tests, they're going to ace us. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.